Hi, welcome to the Bad Seed Podcast with the same energy as the first time.
And this is take two.
And that's how shit it goes.
I came in real hot last time. There was a whole accent bit, and now it's over. Hi, I'm Elliot, and I'm here today with my co-host.
You made fun of my shirt.
His name's Scotty.
That's a fucking dope shirt. So,
and today we are also joined by our good friend and confidant.
Confidant.
Maddie Laboutier.
Hello.
Spell it.
MadeLineLeboutiller.
Fuck. Okay.
All right.
spell it backwards.
No.
All right, then fuck off. Today.
Yes.
Elliot.
We are doing an episode that is about probably, you know, one of my favorite places on earth.
Dairy Queen.
Walmart. Okay. No.
Okay.
No. We're talking about strip club
the
life.
The club, baby.
Strip club life.
The goodies.
Best place in the world.
The most blessed place in the world.
Best place.
You're fucking right.
I have been to one where they threw holy water at you. No, it was urinal water. I'm sorry.
I've seen that before.
It's pretty tight.
I've heard of it.
You have to pay extra, though.
It's a lot extra, which is stupid because the pee's already gone down the urinal. It's not like...
Well, then they just rub the cake on you.
Ew.
So,
that's extra, too.
So, Maddie, do you want to introduce yourself? And
why are you here? Why are you here?
Why are you here?
Well, I know you two as the moron brothers, or well, part of that.
Part of us.
And yeah. I know that you're both morons, and I like talking about stuff like that.
So. Yeah.
Both morons.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you're right, because we are. in regards to this episode, you like, where are we at? Spaghetti Sundays.
Right. In our hometown.
Let's start this.
Yes.
There, because that's honestly where I want to start, and that's probably where I want to finish this, too. Do you know of Spaghetti Sundays?
I have no idea.
Okay, Spaghetti Sundays is when you can go to a local... There's two bars in Gastonia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say their names.
Mm-hmm.
You know who they are.
Yeah.
One bar, one's a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The strip club's a lot more interesting than the fucking bar. So I would just go sit there. And watching these elderly men come in just to eat spaghetti and leave. All you can eat spaghetti on Sundays.
Oh, no.
That's yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah. Al dente.
Yeah, the cans were probably dented.
No, that was her name.
Oh, you mean Al Dentures? Who used to work up there?
Yeah, Al Dentures.
Yeah.
I bet you got to see some spaghetti-os.
Oh, a lot of spaghetti-nose. And spaghetti-hose.
Give me the meatballs.
give me the meatballs. Where do we start this? I don't know. I've got a lot, honestly, now looking at these notes that I have, it is a lot.
Yeah, I got a lot myself.
I do say a lot of things.
But let's say, okay, we'll start here. Madeline, you are our expert today.
Okay.
On the subject, because you worked as a dancer.
Yes, I did.
For how long?
6 years.
6 years. Mm-hmm.
Six fucking years. I've never had a single job.
No,
for that long.
It was not at the same place.
Well, no, that would be a feat of fucking strength.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, that'd be
that'd be great.
Like there's no bump up. Like you don't like you're not like manager yet,
right? You're just working the floor.
Like just the same job. I mean, money's
Let me
money.
Tell
I
you,
guess
nobody wants to be a manager at a strip club. It's a hard job.
Huh.
I feel like that's very true.
It's no,
1,000%. Yeah. There's a lot of, I can only imagine. This place that we're talking about in Gastonia has the security is also the DJ. That's how busy they are and also how cool they are.
Well, you know, right. Sometimes in between songs, you get to go to the front door and smoke cigarettes and then let people in. So it works out.
Yeah, take IDs.
That's what I do every time I go.
I worked at this one club that the bar was attached to the door. So you could, like, go to the end of the bar, and it was, like, a drive-through window, and you could, like, hand your ID through, and then they would check you in, and then you got let through the door. They buzzed you in. And the bar was right there when you walked in.
What the fuck is that? Like, I don't understand what
it's
that.
It's convenience.
It's convenience at its goodest.
A drive-through strip club.
Plus, you get to see who's behind the bar before you ever step foot in the building. So.
Oh, that's true. So you can call an audible. That's not bad. Also, but just the whole drive-through strip club, where you just pull up to the second window, see what you want to see, stay for 2 minutes, drive away.
Well, drive-through strip clubs became a thing recently with coronavirus. Oh, they had just had stages outside.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Just
I wonder how winter's going to be.
Well, cold, pretty nipply, I imagine.
You got to do a double layer of those X tapes over your nipples.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, well, you know.
Scotty knows about that.
Yeah, I do. Just to clarify, I was not a dancer. I worked in a kitchen, and my nipples would fucking bleed, and I had to put X over them. And then I would get drunk at the bar later that night, and my shirt would come off, and I would have...
My shirt were coming off. It just gets coming off. Can't go help it.
Yeah. You're right. It's funny. Everything's funny. Everything's great. Yeah,
and then you look like a rave kid in the middle of your job.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, all right.
So anyway.
Fuck you. Okay, here's one of my most important questions I had for this podcast.
Okay.
What kind of weapons did you carry?
Oh, man. So you definitely were not allowed to carry guns, but a lot of people I know just didn't follow that rule.
Tight.
But yeah, any manner of weaponry, I would assume, aside from like a sword or an AK-47 or something like
right.
that.
Right.
That you personally carried?
She's saying those are that's probably the.
That's the only things that's what you're not going to see.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what you're not going to see. You know, you're not going right. to see any swords unless it's like a special gladiator set on stage or whatever.
That would be smart, just to do every performance in full armor.
You know, it's not a bad idea.
And yeah,
yeah, except for you know a chest plate, just leave well, that yeah. part off.
Yeah, that's true. You could just cut out holes in the
yeah, and then
in
you
the chest plate,
and then you shoot through the holes.
Yeah,
and then it's all pointless.
Or you could go up and just perform as like one of those scary ghosts that's just a sheet over top of you.
And you like fucking Beetlejuice?
You could have anything. You could have a shotgun under there. Nobody would know.
Yeah. But then you're covered by a sheet at the strip club, and that defeats the purpose.
Well, I've heard about some people getting covered by sheets at strip clubs.
Yeah.
But
yeah, brings me to my next one. Your next question. Condom Larry.
Oh, Condom Larry.
Condom Larry. A nice gal that I know brought up Condom Larry to me. And I don't know what this man looks like, and I fucking wish I did. No, I don't. Condom Larry would come in and spend hundreds of dollars on just back-to-back-to-back VIP dances and then leave. And then every time he left, there was a condom full in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. A condom full of what, Scotty?
Soda. Man soda. Man soda. Spicy water.
Gravy without the biscuits.
Ooh. Oh, God. Okay. He's all right.
I'm never eating Bojangles again.
I thought you were going to say, I'm never eating cum again. That just grossed me out so much.
No, keep the cum-cums. Yeah, that's disgusting. And
okay, it is disgusting. Would it have been more disgusting if he didn't wear the condom?
Yes.
Okay, so you know maybe
100%.
Maybe Condom Larry's evolving in life.
Mm-hmm. Right. No. Oh shit, that is right. He's mayor now.
Oh, that's true. Yes. That's a joke. That is a joke. Just to clarify.
Why?
So we don't get sued by Walker Reed.
Who's that?
The mayor of that town. Oh, I guess. Yeah, I guess you know. Gastonia.
Of that town.
Yeah.
He's
very litigious.
I forgot what town we were talking about.
Yeah. Oh, man. Here we go. Here's another one. Here's a good one. Well, let's start here, actually. Picking a name. Mm-hmm. If, mm-hmm. and, you know, I feel like that's the hardest part, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, definitely. It's difficult. Because your name defines your whole identity as a dancer. Right. For example, if your name is Candy, you definitely got to be like popping that lip gloss and
sweet. Yeah. You got to have a lollipop.
You know, bright colors or whatever.
Right.
Or then you could be like a Gemini or, you know, go with any other sort of, what is it, horoscope name.
Sort of Age of Aquarius thing.
Next, you know, those girls have colored hair and some tats and, you know, a nose piercing or three.
Her name's Cat.
She knows what time she was born.
Yeah.
What's your moon sign?
What are some other categories?
My favorite ones are like
every club. Let's say if you had to break down every club, there's a type of girl. Let's say there's four types.
Okay,
like a Power Rangers situation.
Break it down.
Okay, that's easy. All right, so that goes on a totem pole based off of how much money you make. I'll start with the top. Okay, so the top are the girls that definitely have their boobs done. They wear, you know, naturalish makeup. They got their hair done, and mostly they dance to like hip hop songs or like
the top 40 radio hits.
Yes.
Okay.
100.
Yeah, right.
And you know, they're cute. The Instagram type of cute, very stereotypically beautiful, symmetric looking.
Would Barbies be a good way to describe?
I wouldn't go so far as describe any woman as a Barbie, because I feel like Barbies are extremely unrealistic. Well, but of course. Like,
we were talking the other day, Elliot, and you told me that if Barbie was actually proportioned, she would fall over.
If she was a real woman.
Have you seen her melons and the size of her waist?
No, you get.
Although Dolly Parton exists, she's fine.
That's true, but she's short. She's stout.
Oh, yeah.
So she can support herself.
Low to the ground.
Yeah, she's got a low center of gravity.
She'd wear those jackets so tight so it keeps her from falling over.
Also, I'm pretty sure there's helium in those at this point.
Yeah.
So that's probably keeping her afloat.
Dolly Parton's been dead for 10 years, and we don't know.
That woman is an angel. Don't speak ill of her.
Don't say Dolly Parton dead in the same sentence.
No.
I don't want any of my family to die.
Oh, okay.
Let's do that.
It's Dolly Parton's 16th cousin. Maddie, what's the next part of the totem pole?
All right. The next layer down, fourth. You got...
It's fourth a thing. Fourth cousin.
The next layer of the totem pole, I guess, is still beautiful women, but they're more of like the alternative girls or like women who don't necessarily have any like body modifications or can't really do their makeup the best, but they have banging bodies.
It's like they have like the ones that pop in there like with some cake, but she has crimped hair.
Also on this layer of the totem pole, I would put like strippers with a habit because they work really hard.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could be looking a little janky and still make some money. So
right. Still turn some heads.
But those are the people that make friends with Condom Larry.
Right, because he tips good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what's happening, but he tips really good. And I don't have to clean the bathroom.
Nobody named Larry tips really good.
No, that's true.
And
Number three.
Yeah. The next layer down, you got, you know, the girls that work really hard, but they're not the cutest. And, like, they don't have a habit, but, you know, they got a baby at home or, like, a boyfriend that really loves Xbox. And they got to, you know, support that trailer life.
Right.
And then I would say,
like let's break like the upset girls.
Yeah, she's named Sherry. She got.
She's like, I was supposed to leave at 4 today. I guess I'm gonna work double.
Dylan didn't pick up the baby today. I'm so mad.
No, Mama's got her. It's fine.
Hold on, I gotta take this call.
Oh my god.
This pyramid's getting cool. I want to know what number four is. Good lord.
And we're going down on
So number four is a girl that is just fucked up at work. You know, it happens to all of us. Anybody, one, two, and three can be number four, but number four is eventually not what you want to be. That's when you fall down the stairs or off the stage or go home with somebody you shouldn't. Don't do that. Yeah, so I mean, it's a pretty wide variety. Right.
So number four is definitely. I think I probably vibe with number fours more than anybody else.
Just I mean, honestly, the chaotic I was energy. Number four for so long.
That was my next question. That was my next question. Where on the totem pole?
I'm working for fun.
Right.
Like, has anybody next to the stage, Biscuit? Biscuit. Has anybody seen Biscuit?
That's my next dancer name for all of you who don't know that. If I ever have to go back to dancing, yeah, I'm going to be named Biscuit.
Biscuits and vegan gravy.
No, I like that sausage.
You haven't started yet, Maddie.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, Bob. I love you.
So we broke down the types of girls,
right,
that are dancing. How about this? If you had to stereotype and do the same thing with the clientele, mm-hmm. could you do that
easily?
And how do you do it? I was trying to read what word I wrote, and I was like,
fell down the stairs.
No, I wrote okay. I wrote the word motherfuckers for no reason.
It seems right.
Literally no reason.
All right, so
any motherfuckers?
I'll go again based off of the money totem pole because that's, you know, how any strip club works.
Oh, right.
But I would break it into three categories this time.
Okay.
And number one is the top dog. He comes in either wearing a suit or a full Gucci outfit.
Is this a nighttime or is this a daytime crew?
Oh, that's different. That's real different.
There's two different crowds.
Yes,
two different
100%.
Kinds
of. Oh. So we'll start.
This is all nighttime. This is nighttime. Yeah. This is all the main event.
Right.
This is the pay-per-view. This is the
so
big
the,
fight.
The top guys wear suits, probably Armani, you know. Uh-huh. Probably not, you know, it's off the rack Armani, but it's still Armani. It's yeah. fine.
It's off the rack.
And then you got the guys coming in like head to toe Gucci, and they look really cool, but they don't want to talk to anybody. And like, so like the that goes for both of them. They'll just like sit down either like at the corner of the bar or in the back corner of the room and just watch. And they like to be approached usually. And if you're not the right one, they'll shoo you away immediately. And as a dancer, that's fine, you know.
Yeah, you're like whatever.
Yeah, until the next one.
I got cigarettes to smoke.
But yeah, so they're experienced. They know what they're doing.
Right.
The middle of the totem pole people are your average Joe guys.
Hey, what's up, Scotty? What's up, you know?
It's the working man.
I'm just gonna say we're probably on the bottom.
Yeah. No, honestly, no, y'all would be in the middle. But like the people in the middle are the best because. You guys have personalities, and you enjoy a good joke. I say you. I'm just using you two as an example for right. all men right now. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I do it all the time.
So, excuse me. where was I? I lost my train of thought.
Okay, so you're on the second tier.
You said, yeah, you said, Joe Schmo. Said you guys are
yes, okay,
working
yes,
class.
Joe Schmo.
Lunchbox Larry.
And but their understanding of a woman who wants to take a break and sit down and have a chat, but still, you know, got to keep working, make my money, whatever. Mm-hmm. And on this level of the totem pole, you also have like the kind of like weirdos a little bit. Like, for example, I had this one guy who would want to come in, and instead of having like me dance for him or whatever, he would pay a lot of money to have somebody put Strawberry Wine on the radio and slow dance with me. And this man was like a foot shorter than me without heels on. So whoa, it was just whoa. Like he was pressing his ear to like the middle of my belly. And I'm like just naked. It's dancing with this tiny man to Strawberry Wine.
Strawberry
and
Wine.
And everybody's looking at me so pissed off because nobody else can make money to the song.
That is true. Yeah, fuck. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
And then you have your lowest.
Does he cry?
Sometimes. That only depends if his daughter's in trouble or not that week.
What? Whoa, the fuck, what the fuck just happened to me?
No, that's a very specific thing, because so that guy, that short man, there's this one time, like one of the last times I ever saw him, he came in and he was all upset because his teenage daughter got caught sucking dick in the bathroom of our high school.
What the fuck?
He did cry that time. Oh, he was so upset.
What?
Did you give him my daughter's a whore? I'm like, I'm a stripper. You're talking to the wrong one.
What, you just pat his head and start singing it to him? Yeah. Like, strawberry.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay, baby.
Like, you don't have a tissue on you.
I had talked with him. I was like, let's go smoke a cigarette. And then I told him, all girls suck dick eventually. It's okay.
I wish somebody would give me that talk at some point in life.
Keep in mind, I was fucking 18 years old. His daughter was probably a year younger than me.
Oh my god. Yeah, boy, what a...
What if he said, no, I don't smoke? and he just sat in there and danced by himself to that song. Oh my god.
I mean, nobody didn't listen to me.
What?
Is that a double negative? Excuse me.
Yeah.
You say everyone listened to you?
Yeah. If I said, let's go smoke a cigarette, they're like, okay.
Yes.
I don't know.
That was back in the good old days when you could smoke cigarettes with customers. You can't do that anymore.
Oh, why not? What's this?
I don't know if people were showing free boobies or like...
Free boobies?
What was going on? Like, they were showing nipples. You can't do it anymore.
They're showing nipples for Lucy's.
Yeah, they're like in contract. Like, they're fucking...
I don't know if like the places that I danced at were like not allowed to do that, but like most of the higher end places will definitely not allow dancers to smoke with customers.
Right.
But the lower places, they used to let it happen. Like, there would be like sheds and stuff.
Yeah.
Not sheds. Mm-hmm. It'd be like 2x4 planks, like, in a little like thing. So it'd have an outside door from the strip club into it, but there was no outside door from the little closed space.
It's like your outside that you get at a condo. It's just like a six feet, and that's
privacy
it.
Privacy fence.
Yeah. And you can just see cigarette smoke coming out from back there.
Bellowing.
Yeah.
Or steaming bodies.
And you can just hear shoes. That's it.
Out there, it was gravel too, so it was hard to, like, you had to dig your heels into the rocks.
Oh my God. You just, like, ankle twist.
You just take somebody with you to have a shoulder to put your hand on.
Well, yeah.
God fucking damn.
Would you like to smoke a cigarette?
Somebody hold your purse, your Crown Royal bag.
I still carry one. No, I don't. Elliot, what you got anything fun?
Well, I have some questions.
Oh, we went to picking a name, and we didn't.
Okay. Yeah, we got a little sidetracked.
Okay, so picking a name. Let's just say Elliot and myself popped into this profession.
Mm-hmm.
What do you? I already have one for you. It's perfect. What would you pick our names to be?
Aside from Beavis and Butthead.
No. We're not a duo team.
Oh, no. Why?
Oh, we're not?
No.
You guys could share like an 8-foot-long boa. It would be great.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that snake. One of us would fall and that snake would get ripped.
It's not a snake.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Like a feather,
you mean the feather
boa.
Thing. Either way, it's going to get ripped in half.
I would kill a snake every time I danced.
You would probably get some traction doing that from the ASPCA.
Yeah.
I think Elliot should go by Billy.
Billy Elliot?
Just call yourself Billy. Hi, I'm Billy.
Dawsonville.
Oh, you went that way with it. I was going to go deeper. I was going to go, hey, I'm Billy. You went, hi, I'm Billy.
I'm Billy.
Do you want to see my penis?
I want to go to high school,
that
Billy.
That could actually like really work for you. You could probably make a lot of money doing that.
I got one of those little propeller hats on. Hey, you guys.
Oh, my God. I want to go to high school, Billy. God. Billy, huh? Mm-hmm.
Elliot, what was yours?
For you?
For Scotty, yeah. I would say Joe.
Joe,
yeah.
Okay. We were wondering that, how naming in the other club is like. Because we have no I've been to one. It was fun.
You mean like a men's strip?
Yeah, a lot of Puerto Rican dudes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they know how to they know how to have good bodies.
And they know how to swing their hips.
Yeah.
I did not think you were going to say hips.
Yeah. And that dong, whatever. Swing it.
Yeah. Joe, huh? Okay, cool.
Yeah, Joe Schmo.
I like Joe. Oh, yeah, okay. What? Elliot, mine for you would be Geppetto.
Does that come with a hat?
Well, no, it comes with a tiny little wooden toy.
Oh.
Right, so would I be a ventriloquist?
No. And when you get a hard on, you would just point at it and say Pinocchio.
Okay.
That's
a lot of dedication.
Yeah.
And also a lot of demand, you know?
If I was a dude and I had to name myself as a stripper, I'd call myself Thanos.
Thanos. Just don't make me snap.
Oh, man. Cheeks of steel.
Cheeks of steel. All right.
You'd have to paint on the weird butt chin every night. Yeah. It would be fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Yeah. I'm done talking. Elliot, you go.
Oh, me do things?
Yeah. You do no fun now.
Okay, so we're going back to the customers. Female customers.
Okay.
At a strip club. Mm-hmm. Just go into that a little bit. What were those?
The most money I ever made in one song was a woman gave me the money. I was dancing for her. I was actually on stage, but she was like really enjoying it at the stage. So right. It was really just, you know, for her. But it was to Cherry Pie, of course. And I don't know if it was like her first time at a strip club and it was her birthday or something. But she gave me $2,000, and it was like,
fucking hell.
It was like in a bank like band. Like, she didn't throw it.
It was her whole budget probably. For the whole
Hold on now. What month was this? Is this a tax season?
I was fucked up back then. I don't know what year it was.
I didn't pay taxes. That's a joke. Maddie always paid her taxes.
Yep. All
right. Still does.
Yep. Still does.
TurboTax, baby.
Hey.
We all do our taxes together.
My tax guy's name is Terry.
I can't believe
okay,
you
yeah, cool. What else you got, Elliot?
All right. Whoop. Okay.
Whoop.
Well, okay. You like to do this thing where you go, oh, you can talk now. And then as soon as I start, any Karen stories?
Karen stories?
Then. Of course, they wouldn't have been called Karens then.
No, it was the opposite of Karens. It was like mothers that really just needed to like to be told how to handle their children. Like a lot of moms bringing in like their 18-year-old sons and stuff.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Too far for me.
What? You know, I wasn't that far off from that. You know, if I would have stuck around with her long enough, yeah. I probably would have been at the strip club with my mom. That is the thing.
Gastonia.
Yeah, but yeah. I know for damn well she couldn't pay for both of us to get in.
Especially not with that special t-shirt you have to get.
Yeah, I hate that fucking thing. The UV. I went to a club in Myrtle Beach, and I had to wear it, and they had one size, and it was three of us, and there was a large, mm-hmm. There was a me at the time, like a XL, and then our tiny little friend, maybe a medium, and they had four XL shirts, and this dude, this motherfucker was just sitting there with funny money and just bright as fuck. Nobody even could look at him because he's ugly, and his shirt was bright. Go.
Go. Oh, I was going to as soon as you stopped talking.
Sorry, man.
So, Maddie, how did you come to be a dancer?
Well, I needed money.
Mm-hmm.
I was not living with my parents.
Right.
And I was still in school, and I couldn't get a job during the day.
Right.
So, I had friends that did it. And I was like, well, I'm going to be a stripper too.
Right.
So that's what I did.
You just went for it.
Yeah. I found a place that was like far enough from where I lived that was like, it didn't look like I was going to get murdered on the outside.
Oh, that's good.
But
that's what I look for in a job.
But it was like a truck stop. And
No, no, but like a nice one. Like a nice no, one.
You, it wasn't a nice one.
Bro, you laugh, but I literally just saw something today about that. Like it's truck stop, like clubs.
Yeah, they're really popular.
Yeah, but, I bet they fucking are.
But so it was pretty much like overrun with certain members of certain motorcycle clubs. And I felt comfortable there. So that's the place I went for. And I had a friend who worked there, and she said that they didn't card because I was 17 at the time. And I went there and I was like, hey, I want to do this. And they're like, you have to audition. It was actually a lady. And she was old. She was probably like in her 50s or 60s. And she could tell I was really nervous. And she was like, well, you just got to get up there and dance. And she made the bouncer. It was like in the middle of the day when I auditioned. And she made the bouncer and the DJ, who were like prepping for everything, to go downstairs into the dressing room.
Yeah.
And I did my dance or whatever, and it was the most horrifying 2.5 minutes of my fucking life.
I bet it was so long.
At one point, she was like, you got to take your bra off now, honey.
Oh, my God.
I was like, okay. And I got hired, so it worked out, I guess.
Yeah, at least she didn't have like a fucking squirt bottle.
Oh my God. The squirt bottles claimed later, don't worry.
What? That was
wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, that was morning shift.
Or squirt bottles full of oil for, you know, the fights in the baby tubs. Or not baby tubs, but the baby bowls.
Yeah. The pay-per-view fight nights.
Mm-hmm.
Which
you got to pay $45 to get in the door those nights.
Yeah, you got to wear shoes with some traction.
It's pretty rough.
That would be a great place to do a slip and fall, though.
No, it's not. They don't care.
Oh, yeah, they'll just throw you out. Yeah, that's true.
They'll throw you in the trash. What was the name you just came up with earlier for a club? No Nose.
Yeah, No Nose.
No Nose is a dope fucking club name, right?
God, it's better than a lot of club names I've heard.
I still think the best one we came up with is Hard Times.
Hard Times, yeah.
Welcome to Hard Times.
And it's just yeah, that can go any way. Every night is different.
Twin Peaks, the restaurant, used to be a strip club. If you didn't know that.
I used to love that place.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, it was. I used to live right down the street from it. It was a fun time.
You
did.
You guys ever been to Twin Cheeks?
No.
It's the same, but it's bottom based.
Okay. Oh. Don't.
What?
That's my idea.
Well, you never followed through on it, so.
I know.
See you in court.
See you in court.
See you in ass court.
See you in. See you in ass court.
You gotta call 1-800 booty lawyer.
Oh, I can't do that. But I am writing ass court down. Here's one thing I was really worried about, or not worried about, because I'm not. Correct terminology. Are there any things that, like, you would only know the words for them, like working there? Like, is there
the lingo?
Yeah, lingo. There you go.
I mean,
shop talk.
Y'all already said funny money. I don't think anybody who's never been to a strip club doesn't know what that is.
Yeah, that's true. Explain what funny money is.
Funny money is essentially a deal for the stripper. If y'all don't know that,
yeah.
But it's where if you have a card and you don't have any cash and you don't want to use the ATM, you can pay an extra like $10 or $15, $20, depending on how much the club charges,
mm-hmm.
for the dollar amount. So like say you wanted a $20 dance, well, you'll pay $40 on your card since you don't have cash. And the dancer gets all of that.
Really?
That's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tight.
Depending on the club you work at, sometimes they don't do that, but most of them will let you have it.
Oh, so okay, we did dancer categories, customer categories. What about club categories? Types of clubs.
I mean,
you covered the truck stop.
Middle of the road
that's top tier. You laugh. I'm those are the most fun.
They are really fun. No, you meet some really interesting people there.
If I can kind of smell mildew,
I walk in. If the door is hard to close behind you, it's going to be a good time.
It's true.
What? If you have to like shoulder the door closed.
That or shoulder somebody else to get in. Right.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So what's the top?
All right. Since we already talked about the bottom, the truck stop stuff that I used to work at. No, I started there. I moved up. But I moved up in the way that I'm about to tell you. So you go from the bottom and then you're like, you pretty much just get fed up with that. Either somebody will try to kill you or XYZ happens. You just got to move on.
Do you even fucking need XYZ?
Something happens and you got to move on.
When you're not welcome there anymore.
Right. Let's just say I'll never be back.
You move on to bigger and better things. And you go to clubs where they have more of a variety of like higher end, I guess you could call it, women. And you know, like I was talking about earlier, the women who have like work done and like got baldies and shit. Baldies. Baldies. No. Oh. Baldies. And so it's like a mix of those people. And then you got like the strangler, or excuse me, scraggler crackheads.
Strangler? No, that was the first job. Yeah. Next to the stage.
Like you, so it's just a good mix at middle of the road strip clubs. Like anybody will let you work there. Like you could be like, for example, the truck stops won't let like if you're experienced and you look good, you can't work there. You'll make too much money. So like if you have to be either brand new or you have to be like,
it cannot be a monopoly.
Yeah. But so they have to keep like newer girls running through the truck stop. So they have like something to actually look at. And then they have the people that stay there that continue to work there and they're not okay. And then, you know, you have the girls that go and move on to the middle part and they move up and then they get, you know, super hot, whatever. And then you move up to the top tier and that's where you, you know, eat shrimp cocktails off of your titties or whatever that they do over there.
The eyes wide shut stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Someone's ringing a gong.
They got like 30 cocktail waitresses.
Yeah, if there's any kind of bottle that comes near my table that has a fucking sparklers coming out of it, I can't afford to fucking be here.
Like, no. Please, take it away.
Honestly, no.
Like, if they're serving filet there, I'm not sure that you're even there for the titties at that point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, let me... That brings me to this. There was a UFC fight, and everybody in my kitchen was like... they're showing it at the club in Charlotte, like one of the nicer clubs. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, all right, I'll go. We all got off like the kitchen closed like an hour early because there was nobody there. So we all went. And the chef that I had, he is the first one there and obviously been there for a while. Like we had a time to be there and I was on time. He got there very early. This motherfucker was getting a dance and eating a club sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also he's a huge redhead. So his face is so red and he's wearing a pastel purple shirt.
Oh no.
And he's vibing. He's dripping something.
Oh no.
But, I'll never forget that moment. I was like, wow. I was like,
yeah, it's not the energy you expect. That's not the energy you expect from
it's
that
relaxed.
Guy at all.
You know, it's not always chaotic energy at a strip club. Sometimes, no,
yeah,
it really is just super chill.
Me and Scotty went into one of the last times we went again to our hometown strip club.
Yeet.
And well, I don't really know what happened, but I know we were the only two people in there. I think there was only like maybe two or three dancers
that's
still working.
That's all that ever happens to me there. And I love it.
Yeah. They didn't even charge us a cover for the door or anything. They were like, are you going to drink or something like that? We were like, yes. And, so Scotty kind of wandered off and, I got a dance from a lady who was probably say 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
So that's happening. And then Scotty walks around the corner in the VIP, and his dancer is carrying a Easter bunny head for an Easter bunny suit.
That is right. That is right. I forgot about
and,
that.
And, yeah, there was a brief moment in time where that was
Yeah, I got a dance, and she was wearing this big ass head, and she was fucking holding lighter fluid.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Excuse me, she was holding lighter fluid.
Yeah.
Why?
And I was like, "Will you light all these pieces of paper on fire?"
Scotty was looking for props. He's really into props.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
And she was like, "If I didn't get fired, yeah, absolutely, I would fucking do that." I was like, "Nobody's looking."
Oh no, they'd be pissed. One time, I had this feather boa. It was white, and it shed feathers all over the stage, and it got like pushed out onto the floor, and I almost got fired for that. They were like, "You're gonna pick up every single feather," because you know they don't have a cleaning crew coming through afterwards. You know it's the bar girl vacuuming the whole damn place.
Oh my god,
they are not doing a thorough job.
No,
they're like, "You're gonna pick up every single one of these feathers."
Eyelashes everywhere.
There's like 80 of them.
Now that I'm thinking about it, where the fuck did a big bunny head come from?
I think it was around Easter.
Was it?
Maybe, I can't remember.
He has risen.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, what he is risen. Good job. Yeah.
What up, little God bunny? little Jesus Christ bunny? No, I don't remember why I wrote this down. But are there any pep talks before the game?
Honestly, okay. So I fucked myself up giving this girl a pep talk, or really just telling her what the fuck to do one time. So, I was at this place where a lot of places do this. It's called Shooters, where you'll like line up and all the girls that are working at the time will carry a shot of some sort of mysterious watered down alcohol.
Sugar, water, and then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really tastes nasty, though. I don't know what they put in it, but it's not good.
It's just bootleggers.
Oh, boy. I swear it
tastes like chemicals. But anyways.
All right.
So you like line up holding this like neon colored shot, and you like walk down these stairs and out onto stage and then down to some more stairs to like go offer like a special VIP priced dance. And I was telling the girl behind me like what was going on. It was her first night working. And I was just giving her quick instructions, but I was hammered. It was very gone at that point. Like, I'm certain the only reason I remember this night is because of what happened next. So as you can imagine, I was wearing about 10-inch heels. And there's a velvet, like, curtain to the right of me, and to the left of me is a mirrored wall. And, you know, I'm you know, facing the mirrored wall, kind of leaning over my shoulder, talking to this girl. And I lose my footing. I by lose my footing, I mean I rolled my ankle so hard that my ankle touched the ground.
Oh, God.
And I came. There was no wall behind that curtain. And I went sailing. This is like 10 feet off of the ground, y'all.
Like the Phantom of the Opera, just swinging
through the curtain. I went through the curtain. I knocked a bitch down. I hit the stage with my top half. I hit a table with my legs. And then I hit again on the floor with my top half.
You know for a fucking fact. You know when you're falling, you make the noises. You know for a fucking fact, you made three of those noises.
I probably made a lot more.
Fucking scorpion noise. Oh no.
And I just remember I was like, make it stop. Like, why do I keep falling? This leads into a whole other bad thing to happen.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
So I was fucked up on the floor, and it was a packed night. Like, the whole club was like, oh, and like, I didn't even care at that point. I just like kind of sat up a little, and I looked around, and there was like this giant man like walking towards me, and like, he just picked me up like under my legs and under my back, and he's like, "It's okay, we go to VIP." I was like, okay.
What? Why does he talk like Andre the Giant?
He sounded like that.
We gotta go to VIP now. So, anybody want the peanut?
So I ended up befriending this man, and I was friends with him, if you know what I mean. Later, I went to his apartment.
Okay, why did you beat around the bush and then set it on fire? You're like, we are friends, you know.
Sorry, I got guys.
He rescued me, y'all, oh my God, from public embarrassment. I had to repay the man.
Honestly, let me just clarify. If you're a giant man, don't just pick up anyone laying on the ground, because it's not always going to work out that way.
Yeah,
no. You might get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, no, this is not how it works out.
If a woman,
sobered up and I realized that I was in a stranger's apartment and I left and he had got my number or something because I got a call that day, a voicemail. It's like, you forgot your hat, blah blah blah. You should come and get it. So I went and picked up my hat because I fucking wanted my hat. And it turns out this dude was a cop, and it was like top 10 regrets.
Oh my God.
Fuck the police.
Yeah.
It's not chill.
Oh my God.
I was very upset with myself.
Hey, this is, this is Caleb. You forgot hat in my house.
Is he? Okay. Is he deaf? I don't know what that voice is.
No, it's like his ears don't work.
You know, honestly, it's not that far off. I mean, the dude's name was Mac, like a fucking truck. Right. He was so stupid.
Riding this little garage, right? Right. Wah, wah. I like noise.
Okay. So,
did you get the hat?
Oh, yeah, I got my hat.
Okay, good.
What kind of hat was it, Maddie?
A Stetson? Was it a Stetson?
No, it was one of an older hat that I used to wear. I can't remember what it was. I was a baseball cap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
It said something on it. I can't remember what it said, though. It
said something on it. If lost, please return to Maddie and your phone number.
To me that I wanted it.
I write the phone number inside of all my hats.
Yeah,
and then just throw him out on the road.
The craziest thing about that is that that dude let me drive drunk. Like, I drove to that apartment. I remember that. Like, that dude was
after you
too.
Fell off the stage.
Yes, I drove there. I remember it very vividly.
That's like getting in a car wreck and then like the what do you call the people in the ambulance
driver?
What
do you call them?
DMTs? What do you call them?
And then the ambulance captain gets out and tells you to steer the ambulance.
Yeah. The ambulance pirates.
Yes.
They get out, and then you're like, no, you do it.
And then Siren Daddy gets out and tells you to sit on his lap and drive. Yeah, it is like that, Scott.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yo, wee woo, wee woo, pop pop. Okay, fuck. My next question.
Oh, I'm so glad you have one.
Oh, I've got a lot. Have you ever felt personally attacked by a meme?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
More than once.
Yeah. Do you know them off the top of your britches?
Well, like the ones that you've made are recently.
Oh, but those aren't specific.
Oh, you mean like stripper memes? Yeah. Okay.
You're like, God damn it. Yeah, that was me.
I mean, anything about being drunk or messy. I used to do that. That was very drunk and messy.
Has anybody fell 3 times in one fall? Yes. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to mark that off. Here's a more important question. I think everybody should hear this. Mm-hmm. What not to do at a goddamn strip club?
If a stripper tells you not to touch her, don't do that. That's not nice.
Wait, you're not supposed to do that?
No, and like if a girl is like letting you touch on her and she's not saying shit about it, whatever. But if she's like straight up like, don't touch me, don't do it. Like, why?
Yeah.
I got fired from a strip club one time because I was doing a VIP upstairs. And, at that place, you could, like, grab onto the pipes in the ceiling, and you could, like, pretty much hold onto them and dance while the person was, like, sitting in a couch under you.
So you can hold poop while you dance?
What?
What pipes are you talking about? Those are upstairs poop pipes.
I guess. I don't know. They weren't hot. That's all that matters. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
So like, the poopy VIP.
So like I had this one guy and I was dancing for him or whatever, and the first dance went okay. But the second dance, he was like being really grabby and like to the point where I was having to like hold onto the pipes the entire time. And I was fucking tired. Like, I don't have upper body strength like that. So I had to let go. I couldn't dance a third song for him. And
he said three. You go three.
Well, he had already paid me for three songs, but he kept touching me, and he made me mad. So I was walking away, and you had to like turn a corner to go down these stairs. And I was turning the corner, and he stood in front of me, and I was just mad, I guess. But like, I Spartan kicked him down the stairs.
What?
So there was a bouncer up there, and he was probably less than 5 feet from me. I saw him running as fast as he could, like, as I was doing it. Like, we made eye contact. And he was like, no. And I was like, and he was very upset. He started screaming about how he's going to sue the place and all this stuff. And the guy who was managing immediately came out, and he was screaming. He was like, you're fired, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, the dude was touching on me. I'm sorry. He's drunk and he fell down the stairs.
It was an accident.
He was falling. I tried to catch him with my foot. I said, here, grab this.
So the bartender started being like, yeah, he's drunk. Get him out of here.
Oh, you had backup.
Oh, yeah.
Well, after you kick someone down the stairs, and, a lot of people are going to be on and the side. Sure,
so they kicked him out, but I still got fired. But I ended up getting my job back like 2 weeks later because they liked me.
Oh.
So they worked out.
And you used to, you know, do security shifts, too. So that works out.
only for karate, though.
Yeah, karate.
I'm going to need you logging around. $20 cover, and would you like a dance?
I've just got, like one of those tracksuits that has buttons on it. Like, you know, the snap-up tracksuits.
Those things fucking terrify me.
Yeah, you walk in an escalator the wrong way.
Oh no! In sixth grade, this dude Joe pulled him off of me. Like I was talking to a bunch of people waiting for my ride, and he grabs like right at the butt crack and just rips it, and it disappears off my body.
Oh no!
And this is still like tidy whitey phase, you know?
Oh, you are wearing underwear.
Yeah, yeah. Zebra stripes too, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Tiger stripes.
Oh, my God.
Vertical tigers, baby.
I bet they look like a shop rag. Jesus Christ.
Fuck you.
I bet it looked like you spilled some coffee. Jesus.
On to the next question.
It's aggressive paper turning.
Well, it's not paper.
Somebody just walk in our house?
No, nobody walked into our house.
You didn't hear that huge noise.
The paper?
I'm deaf, I can barely hear what's going on in this.
She honestly is just laughing. She sees laughing and does laughing.
See, boy, she's doing it more.
Shut up.
I don't know what's real anymore.
What the fuck is happening?
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
All right, let's just go on. Let's just go on to the main event.
Yes. All right. The main event.
Our club songs. Best and worst club songs.
Right.
In your opinion.
I don't have really favorites. I picked the songs I know, what would be the worst thing to hear if somebody was doing a dance.
And then we'll play about 5 seconds of each. How about that?
And then I thought, what would I really like to hear? Which I've never heard before, but hopefully it'll get some traction after this.
So what are you doing first right now, Elliot?
Which one do you want to hear first? Do you want to start with best or worst?
All right, let's go worst, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, worst. You think this is the worst, the absolute worst fucking song you could play at a strip club?
I mean, I it's got to be top five at least.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play a little snippet. Yeah, you're right. That's yeah.
Wow.
I fucking hate that. I hate that so fucking much.
Honestly, I can see the right like e-girl twerking to that. I'd be into it.
When I was trying to think, there was so many bad ones that I was like, you know, maybe somebody can make that work. It's a very creative industry. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, honestly, you got to step outside of the box these days.
Mm-hmm.
you got to subgenre it.
Yeah.
And now, sometimes you use kids' music, I guess.
What was your worst?
My worst?
We'll get all the worst out of the way.
Yeah, let's get all the worst out of the way. It's one that, you know, you may have heard it, maybe not.
Oh, no.
Wait, I actually don't know the song name.
What? You wrote so much down. There's fucking words all over that paper. What did you just write? That thing that I thought. What the fuck?
He said, motherfuckers.
How the fuck?
Wait, that's not it.
What the fuck?
It's Chumbawamba. I get knocked down.
That you just said it.
That's not the name of the song.
It's Chumbawamba, though.
I fucking understand how songs and names of bands work.
I promise you, put in Chumbawamba, they won't be like
this all the time.
Yeah, you think it'd be the first one that pops up, correct?
Well, what's the first one?
Fucking not.
What is it?
It's a thumpa humping.
Oh, that one's better, but yeah.
Of course you'd fucking say that.
No, I don't know what any of this means.
Anyways, I get knocked down, whatever they say. That would be the worst.
Can I tell you guys the actual worst strip club song?
Please.
I got five on it. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants your $5 bills. Keep that to yourself.
Yeah, no.
Pay for your drinks with it. Don't give it to a dancer.
You know what that song is about? It's about buying $10 worth of weed and you put half in on it.
Right.
Which is not a goddamn thing anymore. Why did it become
the strip club anthem of like 3 o'clock?
Somebody was like, hey, wait a second. We use money here too.
Some white dude in thin frame glasses and a backwards fucking college hat. I love this place.
Fox Racing Jersey.
His name is Randy.
But I've got some runner-ups.
Oh, okay.
One of the runner-ups for worst, which I hate to say it, but I just don't want to see anybody dance to it, is Night Moves. Bob Seger.
It's a long, I mean, that's like going on 8 minutes too.
Yeah. Also,
and there's like a 3 minute breakdown.
No strip club is going to play a full 8 minutes of anything. Oh, I promise you, it's going to be cut to 2:50.
I'll tell you this, that's complete bullshit if it's completely empty, because I got a lap dance to Tool's full version of Sober.
Well, oh, I mean, if it's really that empty, yeah. And you can, but do you really want to go to the club?
And the DJ wanted to smoke 3 cigarettes.
That's all. He never wants to go to a crowded strip club.
Yeah.
Like, we had so many opportunities to not drive to Gastonia every time.
Yeah. And honorable mention is a Dig from Mudvayne.
Oh, fuck.
You nasty ass.
No.
No. People that smell bad. Like that song. That's not a false statement. So on to, you have any other ones you hate?
No, I've heard it so much in the strip club. I just hate that song so much. It's very like.
Well, I just don't like that song in general.
I mean, yeah.
What do you think the WAP climate is these days in the club? Wow. Do you think people are, well, it's like a Stairway to Heaven situation?
Well, WAP, here's the thing about WAP. WAP came out for 6 months and wasn't played in a club because it couldn't be.
Oh, yeah.
It got released during quarantine.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So, I'm sure everybody was already fucking tired of it by the time it was able to be played.
I doubt it. I doubt that shit is, like, every 10th song.
It is on the fucking radio.
Yeah. I've tried to change radio stations because the edited version is kind of stupid. So, I went to switch to the other station, and it was another part of the same song. And then I just turned my car off.
Sometimes you just... need a WAP in your ear 24/7.
I never thought I'd be like, get this WAP out of here.
I've never had a WAP, but I've had a SOP. And it's a sad ass pussy. Yeah. And I've been called that way too many times.
Sad.
It is wet. It's from your tears.
Oh, no. Elliot, your best song.
Yes, I really want to see somebody dance to this.
Okay, just start it from the beginning, right?
Yeah, it should be all right. I can't remember.
Hold on.
This is not it at all.
I like it.
Wait, is it not?
No, sure, this is it.
Wait, is it not?
No. No, it is it, yeah.
But it's the strip club version of it.
Yeah.
It's an
electronic version of the song. I want it. That is tight.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. This guy's a huge fucking creep.
Yeah.
I love his music.
Saved.
You know, here comes Biscuit.
Coming to the stage.
And to the library.
All right. So my best... Oh, God damn, there's a couple on here. You know.
Oh, did you write the name of this one down?
What?
This for this one?
I thought I wrote the name of the last one down. It said Chumbawamba Knocked It Down. You know?
That says Chicken Noodle Bye-Bye.
That's close.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah, I'll just play it. All right. I'll just play it. Guys, whatever. Because I've been to so many clubs and I understand, you know, I know a lot. So this is a good goddamn song.
Hey, Trap. Hey, little booties matter. Little booties matter. Little booties matter. Little booties.
Where is the I need the
Yeah, it's good, right? It's a fucking good one. And then
yeah, I like that. That's good.
Yeah, and then anything that Nine Inch Nails does.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's a very specific type you have there, Scotty.
Or My Pony. Which is a good one.
Anything by Usher is a giveaway.
You know, I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to be that
guy. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. My favorite strip club song is American Woman. I think it's just ultimate
what a
classic.
Fucking classic.
And you can really just like rip to it. Like you can really
fart,
dance
fart to it.
I mean, honestly,
they play it loud.
I gotta tell you guys a secret. Every girl that's on stage is farting, like, a lot.
Oh.
Do you know what it's like to have to hold yourself up by your core, like, with your legs on a pole?
Yes, I do.
Can I tell you a secret?
You fart a lot.
Can I tell you a secret? What? That makes it so much better for me.
Just don't get too close to the stage, you know?
Yeah, no. Then we get blown away.
Crop dusted.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So what if it... Stinks. Do you blame it on the biggest dude around there?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, if honestly, if I smelled
a... Nobody's looking at a glittery, like, lingerie-clad woman and is like, oh, yeah, it's her who ripped ass.
It was clearly her.
I think about that every time I'm there. I'm not kidding.
You're just waiting to see it move.
I was like, dude, you cannot not fart for 6 hours. Just saying. I can't. I just farted.
I have a question for y'all.
What?
What do you guys think would be the worst and best part of being a stripper would be?
Oh, the worst and best part.
Yeah.
Worst and best. Breaking your ankles.
Oh, I didn't tell y'all. When I fell off that stage, the 10-foot drop, and got rescued by the man, I ended up breaking my shin. I fractured it in two places, and I didn't know for 2 months.
Oof. No, you knew for 2 months. You just didn't go to a fucking doctor.
Well, it was a strange color, I gotta say.
It was a strange color. That's not what my body looks like. Why is it doing that?
Just different now.
My knee goes out. Yeah. Like, it didn't hurt to stand. It only hurt to be on my knees, which was only detrimental for, like, half of my life. So it's fine. What the fuck?
You're in there with a little gardening pad.
No, but listen, seriously, I had fucking knee pads on, like the kind that construction people wore, because my knee hurt so bad, and I had to do it so much.
And you just painted it skin tones?
No, I let that. I was. It was black. I just, like, you know.
Oh,
whatever.
So it was classy. It was. It wasn't like a.
No, it wasn't classy. There wasn't nothing classy about
Did
that.
Did you cover up the X Games logo?
Oh man. No, it said at the. It said it was like a roofing company. It was from Lowe's.
You found it outside.
It was because it was longer than skateboarding knee pads.
Can I tell you something? Every story you tell sounds like the best and the worst part of the dancer. So, Scotty, what do you think the best part would be?
I mean, that's not the worst part. I think the creeps is probably the worst part. The stalkers or something.
Yeah, I can see that.
The best part would probably be farting on stage and getting to blame it on everybody else.
I mean, it is very freeing to have like a neon light like flashing at you with your legs wide open. You're just farting really like just letting like, it go. And people are like clapping for you and giving your money.
I know.
Like you're farting in a toilet you own.
You know what's going to happen is... You know what?
Exactly.
You know what would happen with me is I would be on stage and that shit would happen, and just my luck, there would be no fog machine in this club, and they'd be like, "Where'd all this smoke come from?" And the fucking UV lights, and I'd be like, "Like, no, get your big ass off the stage, motherfucker!
Dragon, get down."
My baby dragon.
Yeah,
baby
dragon. That's where the fucking spray bottle comes in. what about you?
I think the best part would be the money, probably.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
I mean, if the money's good.
I mean, depends on what sort of stripper you are. If you are a stripper who, like, strips to make money, then yes.
Oh,
but
I see.
If you're a stripper who strips to live, then no.
Yeah, okay. What was the worst and best part for you?
Yeah.
The worst part for me was, I think, judging myself in a way, or like making myself, giving a value to myself, like a dollar value, was something that was pretty detrimental to me. And like feeling like other women were worth more money than me, which is a really fucked up way to think about yourself. And it's also difficult when you're trying to like cheer other women on and be like really positive about like what they're doing in their lives and stuff like that when you're like facing that yourself. So I guess if you're a stripper, don't compare yourself to anybody else. Everybody's worth a lot of money to somebody.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, I get emails all the time.
Yeah. From that guy in Africa, the prince.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
just wired me $10,000, Elliot.
Yeah, I've already sent it to him twice. So
you're just waiting for him at the airport any day now.
I made a sign. So what was the best part?
Best part was... dancing for old men who hadn't seen boobs in a really long time.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, they made you feel really good about yourself. Not going to lie.
I literally, you know what just went through my head? I went, I should take my dad to the strip club. And I went, fuck no. I will never do that.
No, honestly, like old men at the strip club, you've never seen somebody so happy. Like,
oh, he would shit a brick. I don't even take him to Hooters anymore. He loses. Well, don't. Yeah, your Hooters story is way worse. Basically, we're not. We're never going to take our dads to Hooters.
We stay away from there. Yeah. Right. Stay away from there. Are old men, how do I put this without it being, without making old men horrible? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they are.
They are. It's okay. Yeah.
Who's more grabby, a 20-year-old or an old man?
Oh, 100% an old man.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Like a sneak grab or like a... like a sketchy,
Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
I mean, it really just depends on their personality.
Hey, my name's Griffin.
Old men overall are most certainly more likely to grab you than a younger person. Mostly because I think like young men will know that somebody will fight them, I guess. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That they would have to get into an altercation, whereas an old man would just be like, I thought she was okay with it.
Old men always think that. Like, what are they going to do, beat up an old man?
Yeah.
Which is why I always have an old man with me and an old woman. I keep them on the payroll.
Do you keep them in your back pocket?
Yeah, no. You guys don't notice them because they stay like about 10, 15 feet behind.
Yeah, it's one car link.
Yeah. And if they get closer than that, then...
You guys don't notice my old man and my old women protecting me because they are you two.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Walk around like you're a mob wife every day. Especially, Maddie likes fur. Maddie gets very cold, so she's been wearing fur.
It's fake fur. Don't come for me.
Yeah, it's
don't come
fur.
For me.
Also, try it.
Also, yeah, I bet you can't whoop my ass about having fur.
It's not fur. What if it was?
I just meant like, come for me. Like, don't talk shit about me.
Yeah.
Or I mean, you can. Nobody will listen to you. Whatever.
You in your fucking hat. You look like you're on Shade 45 right now. You're like, come at me, rappers. Fuck you.
Whatever. The only person that hates me truly is my mom.
And that brings us to the end of our stripper episode.
I would like to thank everybody at Queen City Nerve Bad Seed Podcast got voted a tie for runner up.
Yeah.
Best podcast. Mm-hmm. Which a tie for second means you are both fucking losers. And
yeah, we can just go to loser town together.
Yeah, we go to Loserville.
But to be honest, it's in Kentucky. We lost to a really good podcast, so
cool.
Named She Says.
Okay.
Everyone should check it out. It's about the police being useless. And
so is this.
Well, that's true, but it gets, and it's more involved than that. But
yeah,
it's a good podcast.
Yeah, no, they probably are very, very much smarter than me.
Yeah, well, no, it was
Mac,
on.
Mac, if you are listening to this, you are also useless.
All Macs are bastards.
But AMAB. AMAB. Okay. Maddie, thank you so much
for
coming
on. Thank you guys for having me. This was really fun.
It was amazing.
And, you know.
Shout out to all the baddies out there making their money. Mm-hmm. I see you.
Go
and
get it.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Church. No cap.
Okay, he just learned that 3 days ago.
Fuck you.
Bet. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Maddie, wait, you got any closing statements you'd like to say? Any weird inspirational things that you like?
I just learned that if you butter a piece of bread, like a piece of like sandwich bread, you can butter your corn that way. Like rub the corn all over the bread and your corn is buttered and you didn't have to do it with a knife.
You sort of taco corn into the bread and then rotate it. Like a little butter vert ramp covered in creamy corn.
That's your inspirational quote that you want to fucking end
well,
on?
Well, yeah, it's important knowledge, okay?
All right, well, but when people tune in the next episode, all right, well, we're here to talk about corn today. We have our special guest expert, Maddie.
Hell, I'm corn fed. I don't give a shit.
All right. If you like this episode or any other episode, please subscribe, donate, and give socks to homeless people.
Yeah. And support your local strippers.
And
yes.
Yeah. Even the day shift.
Especially the day shift.
All right. Thanks for listening. And White Island.